درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. فاتحہ. الرحمن الرحیم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر.
اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبیب الہ العالمین بالقاسم محمد.
اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد
وعلی آله الطیبین الطاہرین سیما بقیت اللہ فی الارضین. قال اللہ تعالی فی کتابه الکریم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ام حسبتا ان اصحاب الکوف والرقیم كانوا من آیاتنا عجبا. درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر.
اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد.
We had started discussion about success in our life, pleasures, satisfaction. And we discussed that all of the elements which we are looking in our life do need a supplement thing which can accomplish the task and give us the pleasure, otherwise we'll remain in a condition where we will feel we are missing something. So all the wealth, power, fame and material pleasures, all of them do need something else. And what is that thing? Here we introduce some of the main aspects of Islam, that Islam depends on three, or can be explained in three levels: fundamental beliefs, morals and ethics, and then the practices. And we got a point that in our routine, in our normal life, we are missing the fundamentals, the beliefs. So we think that we are Muslims and we don't have to believe, or we don't have to rethink the beliefs, Tawheed, Imamah, Qiyamah, and we just proceed with the practices. And when we start practicing, okay, these practices need some patience, it need time, sometimes need money, and sometimes it needs sacrifices, and all of a sudden we are in a state of confusion. Should I go ahead with all these practices, with all these sacrifices, or looking at others, they are not doing these things? So you are Muslim, you are waking up for Fajr, and they wake up at 8 or 9, and they go to their places, and here you are with a bit exhausted because you have started your day earlier. And then you see, sometimes you see the others are, okay, getting pleasure from music and from this and that, and we have been forbidden by Islam. So why this feeling of sorrow, feeling of You see, somehow we are deprived because we have not understood, or it has not gone into the depth of our beliefs. We have accepted, but okay, we have not convinced 100%. If we were convinced, we were satisfied and we were getting pleasure, and no one could compare the feelings which you were getting if I and you were satisfied with our beliefs. Now, where to start from? I tried to explain that the fundamental principle where we should start from, though it should start from Tawheed, but normally people do have something in their mind, it should start from Ma'ad, or the Day of Judgment. You have Tawheed, think about it. Make an argument for yourself why there is a God. You can't see Him. This is something really strange if you think about it. If someone tell me that, okay, there's a mic, I can say, yes, the mic is here, because I can see, I can touch. If someone tell me that, okay, there are gases in this atmosphere, I cannot see them, but okay, we have some experiments, scientific experiments, which can explain there are gases. You're telling me there is a God beyond this material life? There is a creator who created? Have you seen Him? No. Can you touch Him? No. Have you had any sort of conversation with Him? No. Why should you believe in Him? This is where we should start from. Why should I believe in Allah? Then try to convince yourself, or get the argument from yourself, should I believe in Him? Now, someone may think that this is unnecessary. We are Muslims. But this is the point. Holy Prophet started from that point. Never the Holy Prophet invited anyone, he said, okay, I will accept Allah, whether I could believe in Him or not. No, you should have firm belief in Allah. So, I think here we should start. And looking at the Holy Book, sometimes I keep the Holy Book in my hand, Quran in my hand, and said, this is the book which was really revealed by Allah. This was the message. Na'uzu billah, sometimes we pay more attention or catalogs than the Holy Quran. Na'uzu billah ta'ala. We do believe in catalogs. If I don't follow this catalog, I will destroy that machine or that product or that electronic equipment. But why we don't believe in Allah? We don't believe in the Holy Book, on the Quran. This is the catalog sent by Allah. He is the creator, He knows well. And He said that this is the guidance for you. If you follow this, you will get all sort of success. And never we took this book very serious. So we read this book just to get sawab and just to get rid of hell, and we never practiced it. Someone in Dubai told me that I have practiced the do nots, do it and do not. I separated everyone, and then I'm going to practice it one by one. All where Quran said do it, and all where Quran said don't do this. I have written it, and I'm going to practice it one by one, one by one. And I think if I start from one verse of the Holy Quran, practicing only one verse, this will change my life. This can change my life. Why? The Holy Quran says, "Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha." If someone come with one virtue, one good thing, we will give him reward of 10 good things. So if I start practicing one verse of the Holy Quran, it can change me, because it will bring 10 changes in my life. And how we can practice Holy Quran? Very simple. Take the Holy Book in your hand, Holy Quran. You start reading it. You will come with an ayah. You will face an ayah. Look at the translation. And ask yourself, am I practicing this ayah? Have I practiced this ayah? Or my life is according to that ayah or not? Here we should start. So every day, if you just pay 15 minutes on the Holy Quran, this is one of the practical aspects which I had promised you to give you. Yesterday, we said one page of any religious book, a good religious book, and should start from Nahjul Balagha. And now, in English, I would like to say the combined effect will be great. That you start from the Holy Book, from the Quran, 5 verses of Holy Quran, 5 verses of Quran, 10 verses of Quran, it's up to you. I know people who recite every day one para of the Holy Quran, and some of them three paras of the Holy Quran. But okay, they are on a level and we are not. So we may start from 10 verses, not just reading. Think about it and ask yourself a simple question: am I practicing these 5 or 10 verses of the Holy Quran? Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiqat to practice this. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And more on this topic of getting pleasure and getting the essence of life, we have two aspects in our life, the material one and the non-material one. I yesterday explained which one is dominant, which one is deciding the fate of the other. Surely material world is not deciding the fate. It is necessary, but this is not the real topic, real essence of life. Otherwise, all the prophets would have come to build their material life. They were not outside it. They were living inside this material life. And in Urdu, inshallah, I will explain the meanings of dunya, ad-daniya. In Dua Nutba, you say, ad-dunya daniya. They were living in this material life, but they were not looking at it. They were looking at the life hereafter. This thing should happen with us. We have two existences in our one existence. The material existence and the spiritual existence. Every day I come in front of a mirror and I look at myself, how I am looking. And in this sight, I'm looking only on my material life. I dress up only for my material life. And I eat and I walk and I do everything for my material life. Have I ever thought what I am looking and how I would be looking in my spiritual life? What I have brought on my spiritual life? A lot of traditions say that a man can be transferred into any other creature which you have never seen the sample of it by his deeds. He can be changed. Lots of humans, the created human, will come on the day of judgment in the shape of animals. Though they were looking human in their life. This is another chapter which Ahlul Bayt introduce us, and other sects of Islam don't pay too many attention over it, which is called Barzakh. The Barzakh is still with us. It is not a thing which will be created on the day of judgment. It is still with us. So it's yet right now we have two faces. One face, which is the material one, we look in the mirror, and the other face which need special eyes to see, or they call it eyes from our hearts, to see that aspect of our life. And a single deed can change the entire existence of this spiritual life. So a person can be human, and after 5 minutes it can be changed into an animal, worst kind of animal. A person can be an animal, and by the virtue of a good deed, he can be transferred into a beautiful human just after 5 minutes. This can happen. Unfortunately, all of our attentions are diverted towards our material life. And why not we pay attention that this material life is not the deciding factor? Decision has been taken from somewhere else. So you work hard for your material life, no question about it, but this is not the only sphere where we should work. And sometimes I feel we are befooled by our life. We go to education, and here you pronounce education, and we get degrees in the universities, colleges, skills for our material life, but I don't know why we don't know that spiritual life is much more important than this material life. This material life will finish in 60 years. 50, 60 years, no more than this. 70 or 80, take it. But the spiritual life is forever. And we know all these things. I have not said anything which was new for you. You know all these things. So, what can be done to make our spiritual life? Simple rules, very simple rules. And whatever we are trying hard in our material life, it can easily be achieved through the spiritual life. Though I don't want to quit this one, surely it will be called Rahbaniya, Ruhbaniya. And Ruhbaniya is not allowed in Islam, to leave the material life. But this is not the deciding phase. It has been decided from somewhere else. So risk, or in the inferior term we call it money or wealth, is being decided somewhere else. It has two ways to get, or many ways to get. But the wealth or risk which will be useful for us will be decided somewhere else. So I can strive, I can work hard, I can earn lots of money which will not give me any benefit. And I have seen a tradition, a beautiful tradition. I don't know, can I explain it in English? But I will try my best. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The tradition says that some of the people on the Day of Judgment will feel sorrow, will feel grief. Such a grief, such a sorrow, that their legs will be twisted around. Such a pain, such an anger. Who are those people? One of them was this person. He worked hard, really hard, good or bad, right or wrong, he never cared. He gathered a lot of wealth and he was happy that I have a lot of wealth. Then that person died. Those who got the wealth, they were clever enough. They put the wealth in the cause of Allah. On the Day of Judgment, those who got the wealth and spent it in the cause of Allah, they will go to heaven. And that person who worked hard, and now he has to face all the burden of this wealth, he will go to hell. And he will see, I earned it, I am facing the punishment, I am getting all the burdens, and they never did anything, they are going to heaven. This person will feel so much pain that his legs will be twisted around. Now, who is this person? Never thought of his spiritual life. He never thought of it. Lots of tradition explains that you have to be somewhere else. Don't make yourself prisoned in this material life. Your prophet, your a'imma were looking somewhere else. They never wanted you to be the material gurus of this life. They want to see you somewhere else. Now, I don't want to say that quit this life. Surely I don't want to say. But, okay, this is not the main sphere, main arena where should we work hard. So, one of the principles which I had explained in the earlier sessions, that be straight, don't be hypocrite, don't have two faces, be straightforward. Don't keep yourself from, keep any agenda. The second thing which I explained today, read the Holy Quran, verse by verse, and ask yourself a simple question. Am I practicing this verse? So if the verse of the Holy Quran says, Mu'mineen are mustaghfirina bil ashar. Mu'mineen are those people who ask forgiveness from Allah at the time of beginning, at the morning. Am I practicing this? What I am doing at a sahar, at the time of sahar, I should ask myself. So, this is the second thing. And lastly, if I wanted to collect all the meanings, you are not created for this world. You are created for somewhere else. You can change yourself, your spirit, into a beautiful human in that world. And na'uzu billah ta'ala, if you ignore yourself, you can be transferred to a very evil face which you have never seen the likely of. So be careful. You can change everything. And if you have the intention, Allah will guide you. Because He is Hadi. Always remember, He is Hadi, absolute guide. So if someone come to me and say, I want guidance, but I don't know what to do. I say, you are not telling the right thing. Because he is the absolute guide. How can you are asking for guidance and he is not giving you? Is it possible? It's not possible. So pay attention and inshallah, we will change ourselves. Or you have already changed, but we will try our best to change ourselves into such an existence that our Imam will be happy. And our Imam will say that, look, be such a person, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.